It's time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years. LaVon will have today's program after this.
If customer service, integrity, quality workmanship, and value mean a lot to you, then you need to stop into Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan for all of your home comfort needs. They've been proudly serving Southwest Iowa for over 91 years. Giving the best service and products at fair prices are two principles that are ingrained into the team at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. That's Camblin Plumbing and Heating, providing quality service since 1918. Located at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. Call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, the other day I purchased, something made of silicone for in my kitchen. Yeah, actually, like a pancake turner kind of thing. And so I got to wondering, I'm seeing more and more products. Some of you, I'm sure, have used the silicone baking sheets that replace having to grease or other kinds of things that you do to pans. Perhaps you even have muffin tin replacements because they're now silicone and much more flexible. Perhaps candy molds that, you know, for some folks, they have a lot of silicone products in their kitchen used in baking and cooking. Well, that prompted my curiosity because, of course, one of the things that has happened with those silicone things is, you know, you put them in the oven, and this pancake turner is now safe to 600 degrees. You know, you'd think, I guess I thought it was plastic, and how are you going to make plastic that doesn't melt at 400, 500, 600 degrees? Well, it is not plastic. It is rubber, and we should not confuse it with silicon. And you know, when you think of Silicon Valley, well, silicon actually is an element and it is used to make silicone, but they are different. And of course, Silicon Valley is a place in California that became known because a region used a lot of silicon chip in innovators and manufacturers, and so it now refers to that part of California, but again is not related to all of our silicone products. And by the way, one of the questions that people sometimes have related to the baking products and so on, is this a safe product? As we have new products on the market, someone is always saying, is this safe? Well, it's good somebody is questioning that because for a lot of us, we say, well, it's on the market. I guess it must be okay. Well, not necessarily true. But in checking that out, one of the suggestions is if you want to check the safety, you want it made of silicone and not have some other impurities in it. And the one source I found, and of course, you know, you always have to question a little bit whether this information is correct, but it sounds like a good thing to do. If you acutely bend, you know, bend a great deal, a silicone pan or baking sheet, and you see a white color showing from the interior, that probably is a clue that it's not the best quality because there would be some impurities in it. What you want is 100% silicone rather than those other impurities. Well, the word silicone actually was coined in 1901, quite some time ago, but the putting together and making useful products made of silicone did not happen until the early 1940s. And then it really went to town because they found silicone has so many positive properties, so many useful properties, such as it is a good electrical insulation. It has thermal stability, just as I was talking about with being safe under high temperatures. It repels water and forms watertight seals. It has excellent resistance to oxygen and ozone. It does not stick. It has low chemical reactivity. It has low toxicity and does not support microbiological growth. It has high gas permeability, and that's a positive thing in terms of medical applications and some other applications. So I went on to kind of look at what all uses are there for silicone. When you think about something that has all of those kinds of properties, that lends itself to being used in a great many ways. And as I mentioned, we are all using silicone, whether we know it or not, because there are so many applications used in, well, let's start with in the automotive field. Silicone grease is typically used as a lubricant for brake components because it's stable at high temperatures and is not water soluble. Automotive spark plug wires are insulated by multiple layers of silicone to prevent sparks from jumping to adjacent wires. Silicone tubing is sometimes used in automotive intake systems. Sheet silicone is used to manufacture gaskets and used in automotive engines, transmissions, and other places. Automotive body manufacturing plants and paint shops avoid silicones, so this is one of the places they don't want to use them, but they are also used for airbags as coatings and sealants, and the high strength of silicone rubber makes it a great adhesive and sealant for these high-impact airbags. That's just some of the automotive uses. Now, I mentioned cookware earlier and mentioned, of course, those baking sheets, but anything that's used in the kitchen maybe could be improved by using silicone. The molds for chocolate, cookies, muffins, and other foods, because nothing sticks to it, you know, you don't have to have another oil or something to make it stick-proof. And some other designs that you'll find in the kitchen: egg boilers, vegetable cookers, cooking lids, pot handles, kitchen mats, on and on. You're going to, I think, just continue to see more of those. Defoaming. Silicones are used as an active compound in defoamers due to the low water solubility and good spreading properties. About dry cleaning. You know, there for years there was just one solution used in dry cleaning, and it was supposedly not environmentally friendly. So a liquid silicone can be used as a dry cleaning solvent and has even been patented by Green Earth Cleaning to reduce the environmental impact on this typically high-polluting industry. Also, a plus for consumers, liquid silicone is chemically inert, meaning it doesn't react with the fabrics or the dyes during cleaning process. And this reduces the amount of fading and shrinking that sometimes can happen, even in dry cleaned garments. What about electronics? That's, you know, such a huge field. Electronic components are sometimes encased in silicone to increase stability against shock, radiation, and vibration. Silicones are used where durability and high performance are demanded of the components under hard conditions, such as in space, where the conditions vary so greatly. And let's move on to fire stops. Silicone foam is being used in North American buildings in an attempt to fire stop openings with fire-resistant rated walls. And when it's properly installed, silicone foam fire stops can be made to, you know, ensure safety, to stop fires, to keep the fires from spreading. It does have some problems, but it is also a very positive thing to stop fires. And medicine, well, I'm guessing a lot of folks, when you say silicone, the first thing they think of in terms of medical uses would be breast implants. But it's also used in gel form. It's used in bandages and dressings and in lots of equipment that might be used for medical use, such as kinds of tubing and those kinds of things would also be a medical use. Mold making. And I did not check with our plastics industry here in Atlantic, but you know we have one that makes molds for all over the world, and especially Disney products. Well, a silicone mold requires little or no mold release or surface preparation. So you will put the plastic into the mold, and it, when it's set, it will come out rather than having to add some other kind of product to make it release. So I'll have to check with them and see if they're using it. Personal care. This is where probably you are using some silicones and not even aware of it, because there are ingredients in hair conditioner, shampoo, hair gel products that might be used in shaving cream, suntan lotion, on and on, because of the various kinds of what it can do, for instance, being waterproof and being kind of shiny. It might add some shine to hair. So lots of different hair products, but other products that you might use from day to day. Also in the plumbing and building construction, because the strength and reliability of silicone rubber is widely acknowledged in the construction industry. And of course, it is often used to seal gaps. I don't think I mentioned aquariums. Aquariums can be put together with silicone and never a problem. So all kinds of plumbing things applied to O-rings, in taps, valves, on and on. Toys. We soon may be finding even more toys being made of silicone rather than of plastic. So silicone is in your life, whether you know it or not. And thank goodness, for the most part, it's a positive kind of thing. So until next time, ideas won't work unless you do.
If customer service, integrity, quality workmanship, and value mean a lot to you, then you need to stop into Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan for all of your home comfort needs. They've been proudly serving Southwest Iowa for over 91 years. Giving the best service and products at fair prices are two principles that are ingrained into the team at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. That's Camblin Plumbing and Heating, providing quality service since 1918. Located at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. Call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
We're glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen, brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years.